Not far from mighty Anor-Londo, thou foundest thyself steadfast in thy next destination. The Duke's archives. A sheer mountain of books, pages and pages of research, carefully catalogued and sealed away in a labyrinth of moving staircases and shifting shelves. Upon thine entry, thou wert set upon by the full force of Seath's brigade. Their skin was jagged and cast in crystal, an effect rendered by the myriad of tomes stored upon the archive shelves. But even in their cursed state, they were nay but fodder to thee and thine shining sword. Thou wert quick to ascend to Seath's overlook at the top of the archives. But when thou wert face to face with the traitorous beast, thou found thyself woefully outmatched by his powerful spellcraft. He dispatched thee with ease, and thou woke caged, sealed away in the castle dungeon. But thou wert not alone in thine captivity, for there was another in an adjoining cell. Logan, he called himself. He wore an exceptionally large hat and claimed to be a master of sorcery. But, moreover, he claimed to know Seath's hidden vulnerability. Thou wert quick to springeth thyself from thine cage, and quicker still to free Logan as well. In exchange for thine service, Logan disclosed Seath's secret to thee. The mighty beast's power was drawn from an ancient crystal, hidden away in a cave behind the archive courtyard. And so thou bid thine friend farewell, and parted the dungeon, and made thy way outside. Upon reaching the courtyard, thou wert confronted by a flock of crystal golems, though they showed nay interest in thee. But one such golem caught thine eye. 'Twas a golden hue, different from its brethren, and strayed by its lonesome. And though thou didst not know why, thou wert compelled to slay the beast. If thou art quick to follow thine instinct, strike down the brute in chapter 13. If thine quest takes precedence above all else, strive forth to chapter 14.